Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, you faced the Eagles on Sunday for the first time since Super Bowl 52. I wanted to ask how long it took you to get over that loss. How long did it take you to get over a loss like that?
You assume I'm over it.
Yeah. This is Tom Brady. You think
never,
he forgets this?
Never going to be
on
over
now.
It.
That's a lot of mental scar tissue from that year, so...
Well, apparently the entire city of Philadelphia calling Tom Brady a crybaby for those comments yesterday. And to elaborate a little on that, we are joined by Philadelphia honk Howard Eskin. And Howard, how are you?
I've never had a bad day in my life, and that day was really a great day. To see Tom Brady go down, the cheating Patriots go down, Bill Belichick go down. It can't be any better than that.
Now, I've been getting, you know, one of your TV guys down there tweeted these comments yesterday, and I've been getting barraged by people saying that Tom is a crybaby, and how is he not over this yet? And we feel like he's a competitor. Why would he ever get over it? I mean, I think that's a good thing.
Yeah, I have no problem with him when asked the question. You've got to address it, and he thinks about it. Hey, listen, he and the Patriots are lucky they won the number of Super Bowls they won. Pete Carroll went brain dead in that game. Kyle Shanahan just turned into stupidity when he's on the I'll never forget this, when he's on the 21-yard line. All he has to do is run three plays, kick a field goal, and that game is pretty much over. So the Patriots, those two Super Bowls, they didn't win. Seattle and Atlanta lost.
Very similar to Andy Reid back in 2003.
Well, the Donovan McNabb threw, I think it was three interceptions in that game.
Yeah, he literally threw up on himself.
Yeah, he was throwing up in the huddle again. Yes. The poor guy.
I mean, you can't go.
They were caught cheating. I mean, and taping things and the quarterback saying that he never knew the footballs were deflated. I'm going to tell you a story, all right? And I didn't think about it until after the Patriots and Tom Brady were dimed out for deflating footballs. There was a game in New England where the Eagles were down 14-0. And Bill Belichick, in all his brilliance, tries an onside kick. Doesn't work. Eagles get it. Go in to score. But in that game, that was the game, if people remember it. In that game, Malcolm Jenkins intercepted Tom Brady, ran it for a touchdown. Now, normally, the player keeps the football. And you say, okay, he keeps the football, and nobody says anything about it. The Patriots sent somebody over to get the football, and they said, well, we need it. We'll give it back to you at the end of the game. What they needed is not to let a football that was deflated hang in the hands of the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, I saw what went on as I'm standing on the sidelines. And I didn't think about that until I realized that they were cheating deflating footballs.
You realize how many Super Bowls they won after Deflategate, right? And I'm sure if you're aware of that. You know they won.
But they didn't win the Seattle game, and they didn't win the Atlanta game.
Well,
Those two teams lost that game.
Won two Super Bowls after that, and then the Seattle Super Bowl, Brady was actually really good in that game with the footballs. I guess they were inflated to the right PSI. So, hanging your hat on Deflategate, and the Patriots won two Super Bowls after that one. I think it's kind of a reach.
Hey, listen, I understand that Tom Brady's a great quarterback. Mm-hmm. Joe Montana's my all-time best, but we won't go into that because people don't know really how great Joe Montana was. And that's debate, and people can argue it, but Tom Brady's a great quarterback. He didn't need to cheat. But the one thing that's been great for the Patriots, they've played in the worst division in football for 16 years. So with that, they always have a better record. They get the home field, and it's really hard to get to the Super Bowl without the home field. And that's the reason the Eagles got there.
They got there last year without home field.
Because E. Ford was 4 feet offside.
If Malcolm Butler plays in the Super Bowl against the Eagles, then maybe Philly doesn't have a Super Bowl win. I could always go down that line.
Whose fault is that?
Well, that would be Belichick's fault, you know, right?
The brilliant Bill Belichick. Without Tom Brady, what is he? What is he without Tom Brady? Never won anywhere else as a head coach without Tom Brady. So where is he without Tom Brady?
Now, Howard, in the unlikely event of a win on Sunday, have you greased up the light poles down there so that nobody hurts themselves?
No, they'll always be greased up because there's always idiots. Every city has, and Philadelphia has their share as well. Uh-huh. But the Eagles will win the game on Sunday. Well, I said the same thing with Super Bowl that week. The Eagles were the better team. The Patriots offense, Tom Brady's got to understand, Father Time always wins. And I think he's starting to show that Father, and forget about that nonsense diet. I mean, that's just ridiculous to think that he's...
Now you're attacking the man's diet? I mean, the guy is, have you seen him? He's in, I don't know, how old are you, Howard?
I'm older than Tom Brady.
Yeah, I mean, the guy looks like he's a 30-year-old.
I'm not talking about his looks. His brain is, I'm sure, as sharp as a tack. But physically, how do you throw the ball with more velocity at 42 or at 41? He's not throwing it the same now.
It's the avocado gelato.
Yeah, the last time we talked to you, Howard, you referenced Tom Brady's vitamins. Do you still? Where do you stand currently on that situation?
I'd like to get some of those because I could probably play at my age too if I had some of those.
Well, you should get Carson Wentz some of those because, I mean, he's probably the one you need to get some.
Are you saying Carson Wentz? I know you guys up there don't use R in the alphabet.
But then again, I got to figure this out. Philly won't win a Super Bowl because their Super Bowl winning quarterback is now in Jacksonville, and that would be Nick Foles. So.
That's all right. And he outplayed Tom Brady.
How about that?
A backup quarterback.
Imagine
a
that.
A backup quarterback outplayed Tom Brady.
Are you guys planning a parade?
Right. Job.
You're gonna have a parade on Sunday if you win this one? Regular season?
Hey, listen, we're not like that. It would be a big win.
You're still whining and moaning about Deflategate years later. What are you talking about, Howard?
Answer your question. We start going back, and I'm just trying to give you the history of how the Patriots have cheated over the years. You don't need to cheat. If you're good, you don't need to cheat. So, and they've done that, and it's been acknowledged, and the league has. Obviously, you don't get suspended, you don't get fined if it's untrue. But this is just another game on the Eagles' schedule. The Eagles aren't looking at the Super Bowl in the past. You know, maybe those people up in your area, in the wonderful New England area, look at it that way. We don't look at it that way. The Super Bowl happened. It's 2 years later. This is a big game for the Eagles. Even though they're the underdogs, I still think they're going to win because the Patriots' offense, oh, my God. I looked at their schedule last night. I knew they played bad teams. The Buffalo Bills and Baltimore are the only – and Buffalo is a good team. Baltimore is a very, very, very good team. And the Patriots struggled against Buffalo, and they got their ass kicked.
Pittsburgh's not a good team, Howard?
Not when they played them.
Wait a second. Howard, is that what we're going to do? We're going to look at the schedule and go, who have they played? That's what we're going to do here? Are you sure you want to go down that road?
With the Patriots.
Is that the road you want to go down? Well, the Eagles, the Eagles lost to what? The 2-7 Falcons. They lost to the Lions. They lost to the, and they actually got destroyed by the Cowboys a couple weeks ago on national television.
Yeah, they were horrible. And Minnesota was a horrible game.
The Eagles won't even win their division. I mean, so you really have no leg to stand on.
Well, they were playing without their with a lot of injuries, and you can't use injuries as an excuse. But they played without their two starting corners, which they now have back.
Wait a second. So are you using injuries as an excuse or not?
Is it a joke?
Wait
the
a second.
The offense for the Patriots.
Are you using the injuries as an excuse or not? I love when people, Greg, go, you can't use injuries as an excuse. But they played without their starting cornerback. DeSean Jackson didn't play.
I didn't even talk about DeSean Jackson.
No, but
you
brought
it up.
Yeah, I'm just saying because that's what you just did. You go, we're not going to use it. You brought up two defensive backs.
They played without DeSean Jackson for everything, all but one game. So you can't use that as an excuse. There are no excuses. They lost because they lost. But they're playing well right now. Their defense is playing well. I want to see them just destroy Tom Brady because if the Patriots turn the ball over, they can't win the game. They can't win the game because Tom Brady's not the same quarterback.
Philly people are deranged.
Brady was great for all those years.
What do you give me a score for Sunday?
I think the Eagles will have 23 or 24, and the Patriots will not get into the 20s.
Okay.
I think the Patriots will have maybe 17 points.
17, wow.
And Tom Brady.
Yeah,
that's
a good game. That's a good game for them this year against a good team.
And Tom Brady's a crybaby.
The Eagles are a good team now. I didn't realize
they
made them a good team.
Gets that set. They are a good team.
I guess that's that Philly Kush down there.
you guys are delusional up there. Absolutely delusional.
Wiggy can't stand your city.
It's nothing good to come out of Philly besides Rocky Balboa. That's it. And Will Smith, I'll give you that.
Well, that's fictitious, so I won't even accept that.
Okay, well, then how about Will Smith?
Fictitious out of the city.
Will Smith.
But cheesesteaks.
No one wants Cheese Whiz on their steak and cheese.
Oh, wait a minute. I'll give you this. I'm on board. Cheese Whiz is a scam. It's a joke and it's a fraud. I would never
put Cheese
Whiz on
a cheese steak. That's the second thing Philly's fraudulent for. Balboa and cheesesteaks.
Cheesesteaks. You get a little provolone or a little American, and that's fine. Yeah. No Cheese Whiz. I'll agree. It's the only thing I'll agree with you guys.
All right. Well, we're going to send you out of here with your favorite song. And, of course, Fly, Eagles, Fly.
That's it.
And Howard is calling for an Eagles victory on Sunday. Tom Brady's a crybaby. The whole city says he's a crybaby. We'll look forward
to
that game.
You are whiners.
Cheaters, too. We're
cheaters.
We've won two Super Bowls after the deflategate, but we're still cheaters.
Hey, will Tom Brady shake the quarterback's hand when he loses, or will he blow it off again this time?
I think
Nick Foles is not there, so he can't shake the quarterback that's going to win's hand. So.
Okay.
All right, Howard, thank you. There you go. There it is. There we go. That's Howard Eskin from WIP in Philadelphia, where they're very excited about this game. Very excited about a win.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.